The Ted Rossman, he's Bankrate's senior industry analyst. Ted, thanks for hopping on the program with us today.
Thanks for having me.
I love your enthusiasm, Ted, every time you come in. I like that. I want to talk about traveling. I'm so excited to travel. I have not been on a plane since January of 2020, and that streak will end, God willing, at the end of May, early June, for a honeymoon that's been delayed for 3 years. And I thought everyone was getting out this summer, but you guys have found quite different.
This was really surprising. This was not what we anticipated when we started this project. But yeah, we found only 30% of U.S. adults plan to spend more on travel over the next 6 months compared with the last 6 months. Only 18% are going to up their spending at bars and restaurants. The same low percentage is going to spend more on out-of-home entertainment. I really thought there'd be a lot more pent-up demand, but people are cutting back, and I have to think inflation is a big reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be huge, Ted, but I'm just still, I want to grasp this for a second. So it's comparing the next 6 months to the previous 6 months. This makes no sense to me because the previous 6 months included a gigantic Omicron surge and winter, right? Like, this seems to go against everything that we thought would happen.
I know. It is bizarre. Another way to look at it is that we did a similar study last year. It is kind of sad. Last year, we thought we were coming out of COVID around this time, and sadly, that was not true. But last year, we found that 66% were going to splurge to treat themselves after COVID hopefully went away. And this year, it's 53%. So there is definitely some pullback going on here. And, you know, I really think that at least psychologically, inflation is really what's holding people back. Now, I wonder when push comes to shove, though, will people behave differently than they say? We've actually seen that recently with consumer confidence being really low ever since last summer, but actual spending has been more robust. And even the airlines, that beleaguered industry, says that demand is really high for the spring and summer. So there may be this kind of disconnect here between what people say and what they do, and inflation be darned, you know, some people may get on that plane just because they can't wait to go somewhere.
Right. And maybe people are holding off, right? They're trying to wait a little bit. They see, oh boy, I finally want to fly. They go and check the prices of a ticket. Boy, those jumped up when the fuel prices went up. And so they're just kind of tentatively wandering these next couple of weeks and months before they really determine what they're going to do.
You're right. We are seeing people book on shorter notice. I also think that people may do something, but it may be scaled back. Like maybe they take a shorter, more regional, domestic kind of trip. Maybe they take a car trip. I mean, I know gas prices are high and it sounds kind of crazy, but that's filtered through to jet fuel as well. So, you know, plane tickets are no bargain these days. So it actually might be a good road tripping summer. The staycation idea, I think, is very much in play. I hope people are able to do something. I mean, I want to be mindful of a budget and not taking on too much credit card debt. You know, that was another thing. 30% said that they're willing to accrue debt for non-essential purchases. That's a bit worrisome
with the average credit card rate so high. No, yeah, I just said it at the top of the show. The average credit card rate is over 20% right now, and that's if you have good credit. No, don't do that. Only for essential stuff, gather up that debt. Sorry, that was, I'll get off my soapbox here. The number, and you mentioned it briefly, but I just want to hammer it down for a second. I'm shocked at how few people say they're going to up their spending at bars and restaurants, and I know that's not what those owners want to hear.
No, that's another industry that's been hit hard and is hoping for a really good spring and summer. I think there is hope, though, that things may be better than people say. In the recent monthly retail sales figures, bar and restaurant sales have actually been robust, and usually that follows a seasonal pattern. So usually you would think that as the weather warms, things get even better. So I think it's a good sign that the last couple of winter months were actually pretty good for bars and restaurants. I know they're still digging out of a big hole. My theory is that pent-up demand and enthusiasm to do things may win out over some of these concerns.
Right.
And I do think that people are eager to get out and socialize and do all the things that they missed these past few years.
I have a weird theory, and I don't know if you'll go there with me, but let me know if you do. I do feel like last year, last summer, like right at this time, things were looking up, vaccines were going out, and then we had Delta end of summer and Omicron. I think there's a little fool me once, shame on you, going on with consumers right now where there just is a lot more trepidation to commit because they want the proof that it's going to be okay, right? That it's that they need that extra proof because they've already been dinged once before.
It could be. You know, the whole time that we've been dealing with COVID, it's been interesting because I think there's this feeling among a lot of people that anybody who's more cautious than you is crazy, and anybody who's doing more stuff than you is crazy. You know, like everybody sort of has their own comfort level, and I think that it has been very politicized and, you know, has divided a lot of people. You know, I think that there's been less and less appetite for restrictions the further we've gone along. And, you know, I do think that we've learned to live with it certainly much better than we were a couple of years ago. And, you know, I think each successive wave has dented the economy less. But there is some worrisome data out there for what this means for discretionary sectors. I actually think that it may be less of a COVID story at this point and more of an inflation story.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see that as that shakes out. I just, you know, I went to a restaurant for the first time in March that I had not for the whole pandemic, but through the Omicron surge, right? Like I was really worried about that, and just even getting even a minor sickness I didn't want to have to deal with. And I thought, oh boy, I finally went out to one. And then it kind of cascaded from there. So I think it's a little bit of a toe in the water situation as well for some people. I love when you come on. I appreciate it, Ted. And also, I just want to give you a shout out. There's a great article you wrote about a week ago, I think, about access to credit, a major priority and pain point for immigrants. You can read that at bankrate.com. It was a really interesting read. You do great work, Ted. Thanks for hopping on the program with us, okay?
No problem. Great talking with you. Thank you.
As always. Okay.